Petersburg's Public Works Director Chris Cotta last week released a review of the sanitation department's revenues and expenses. That was done by consulting firm FCS Group in Redmond, Washington, the same company that also studied the cost of water and sewer service. He had briefed the Borough Assembly on the sanitation review at its first meeting this month.
If you'll recall, we looked at four different options for recycling as part of this rate study, and those options definitely impact rates depending on which recycling scenario is chosen.
All four options would require a rate increase to keep the sanitation department in the black. The first would be keeping the status quo, weekly curbside collection of mixed material. The consultant found the option would require a 5% increase each year for 5 years. That's a cumulative increase of over 27% for garbage rates. A second option would be changing to every other week collection, as well as reducing types of materials collected to cut out the low-value recyclables. Fewer collections would allow the department to maintain two trucks instead of three and keep a third truck in reserve. That option would require a 3% rate increase every year for 5 years. It's estimated it would save over $36,000 a year. A third option is a drop-off program only, eliminating any curbside collection and asking customers to bring their recyclables to a collection site. Cotta told the Assembly the consultant reported that would likely result in a drop in recycling participation.
Just because you're reducing the convenience of it, people are having to make a trip to a drop-off site as opposed to just putting something in the blue can and setting it out every week. And so your participation goes down, but your costs for the program also go down.
That third option would require a 2% annual rate hike each year for 5 years and save the department just under $70,000. The fourth option would be ending the recycling program altogether, something Cotta thought would not be popular.
There's a lot of people in the community that support recycling, that want to continue recycling. The flip side of that is that a no recycling option lowers our costs to where, you know, we still need a rate increase, but it's a pretty low rate of increase. It's about a 1% per year, which we would need to bump the rates up to support the department.
Petersburg saves just over $90,000 a year by eliminating the program. The review is based on a couple of factors: Petersburg's 5-year contract with Republic Services for shipping out garbage and recyclables is going up 3.5% a year. The consultant also figures the sanitation department's other costs will increase with inflation. With those factors, FCS Group figures the utility will be running a deficit not this year, but the year after. The municipal government has provided the curbside collection of recycled materials in Big Blue collection carts since early 2016. Prior to that, it was contracted out to a private company. It's been losing money on recycling for several years. The cost for shipping out garbage and sending it to a landfill is $128 a ton. Recyclable materials cost the borough $170 a ton. Prior to releasing the full report, Cotta had provided the Assembly with a one-page printout of the rate increases needed for each of the four options. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci wanted to see the full study before deciding the next steps.
Yeah, if we can kick this can down the road, that's great, but I'd like to look at the details of this as soon as we can, so I can spend, you know, between now and the next Assembly meeting, just some time just to kind of take my time and read what the FCS Group has to say.
The borough paid the consultant over $42,000 to review rates on water, sewer, and garbage, putting the cost for each department around $14,000 for that study. The consultant presented findings for water and sewer a year ago and recommended rate hikes. Increases for all municipal utilities have been on hold during the pandemic and would take 3 readings of a new ordinance before taking effect. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.